Podcast. I am your host, Dorlita Blakely, and I'd just like to welcome you to today's topic. Before I get started, again, let me get a few things out of the way. If you have not already, download the Hidden in God app. It is an encouragement for your life. There are daily encouragements that are sent out. There is a host of other things that you can do. There's groups, there's a community of prayer, there are devotionals, and so much more. A library, and coming soon, a resource center that will be available for those that are looking for services. Maybe it's financial services, or maybe it's entrepreneurial or career services. Those will be coming soon. Also, don't forget, if you are not following us on social media or interacting with us, please visit us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and even my personal Snapchat, and just start to socialize with us. So for today's topic, I want to talk about not perfect, but better. I had the opportunity to attend a conference just this past, on yesterday, and although it was a technological conference concerning accessibility when it comes to design, there were some things that I took away from there that spoke to my spiritual side, spoke to the God in me, and one of those things was about not perfect, but better. So I went and looked at the scriptures, and one of the scriptures that grabbed my attention was Ecclesiastes 7 and 20. And it says, indeed, this is the New International Version, that says, indeed, there is no one on earth who is righteous, no one who does what is right and never sins. So I was reading that, and one of the things that the speaker was saying, that in order to get started, for those that may be procrastinators, we don't need to look for or create the perfect plan in order to get started. If we're doing that, if we keep working to work out a perfect plan for a business, or we are looking for that perfect plan to get saved or get our life completely in order before we come to God, it will not happen, because we are not perfect, and there's no perfect way to get started. We just have to leap or jump out on faith and start somewhere. You can start in the middle and work your way back to the beginning, or start at the end and work your way to the beginning, but start somewhere. And we are not these perfect people, but what we should be doing is striving to be better every day. Be better than we were on yesterday. So on today, I want to be better than I was yesterday. There's some mistakes that I may have made on yesterday that I don't want to make on today. And there is something that a lot of people say, a lot of Christians say, just a lot of people in the world, and that is, I'm not perfect. And we tend to use the I'm not perfect as an excuse to continue to do the things that we're doing. But I'm here today to tell you that don't use I'm not perfect as a way to continue in your sin. If you're gonna commit a sin and then ask for forgiveness, but then turn around and do it all again on tomorrow, knowing intentionally that you're gonna do this, I mean, really there's no point to even repenting or asking for forgiveness if you're going to do it again. And God sees the heart. He knows if you're being completely true, not just to Him, but even to yourself in what you're doing. And as a Christian or someone who's in a relationship with God, we want to please our Father. We don't want to send up foul smells into his nostrils with our sin. So we should be striving to be better. Better than we were before. So I really, that just resonated in my spirit on yesterday and even when I woke up this morning, that I want to be better than I was on yesterday. I want to be better than I was last week. I want to be better, you know, than I was a year ago. I don't want to be the Christian I got saved for real back in, you know, because we say that and then we turn around and we do other things and we backslide. But when I got saved for real, I should be 8 years later in a different place than I was than when I started 8 years ago. I shouldn't be doing the same thing. I shouldn't be making the same mistakes, but I should be better. So in closing, I say, let's take Ecclesiastes 7 and 20 to heart, where it says, there is not a righteous person on earth who always does good and never sins. But let it be truly said of us, we all make mistakes and sin at some time, but we will never use this excuse to rebel against God's word and go against what he has called us to do. As long as we are in him, he is perfect, and he will cause us over time in our obedience to him to be better every day. So I encourage you to push to be better than you were yesterday. Push to be better than you were last week. Push to be better than you were a year ago. So thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast on today. This is our third episode. Continue, subscribe to us, and look for more. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.